Today in the EU, Arianna, the other Meloni. The most influential party members of the Italian Fratelli d'Italia are gathering at a two-day conference in Center Italy that begins tomorrow. It's there that we will know whether Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni will run for the European elections. Many think it can't but be her, but there's another option. Her right hand within the party through thick and thin, her sister, Arianna Meloni. Hello and welcome, I'm Giada Santana, and this is Who Pulls the Strings of the EU, a mini-series from Euractiv where we dedicate each episode to individuals that shape the political landscape of the EU from behind the scenes.
Credo che si possa fare politica anche senza avere un ruolo pubblico.
I think it's possible to do politics even without having a public role, even from behind the scenes. Those are the words of Arianna Meloni, the older sister of the Italian Prime Minister. We're here with Euractiv's reporter in Rome, Alessia Peretti, to delve into her background and influence in more detail. So, Alessia, who is Arianna Meloni?
Technically, right now she's in charge of the political secretary of Fratelli d'Italia, Meloni's party, and she's in charge of electorate lists, membership, and congresses. She was appointed this job like 1 year ago, and before that, she was completely unknown. So everybody was asking Arianna why she got that job since she had no precedent, you know, before that date.
Do you know if Arianna Meloni has any political experience prior to Fratelli d'Italia?
I don't think she had any direct representation or role, but many people assumed that she was behind speeches and events and rallies. And she defended herself saying she's been a militant and she's been working in the shadow. Also, the head of party organization for Fratelli d'Italia explained that Arianna had already been doing that job for some time and that last year's appointment only made the role official.
I know that she rarely interacts with the media and the broader public, but how does Arianna Meloni herself talk about her position within the party?
She said she's a soldier and that she would do anything for her party. So it's almost certain that if Giorgia Meloni asks her to go to the European Parliament, she would do that. A well-informed source, actually, this is really interesting. This source said, we need to pay attention to the first time we'll see Arianna on TV because it means that Giorgia is in a really complicated moment.
What do you mean exactly?
Giorgia uses her sister to help her when she needs it. So if she'll ever need some backup, she will send her sister to Brussels. And we basically know for sure that if she goes to Brussels, she will just do stuff as if she were Giorgia Meloni.
So you're saying there's not a possibility for rivalry between the Meloni sisters?
I think she would never betray her party and her sister. As we've seen, she's not really a person that looks for the spotlight. She declines all events to talk to the press or like in TV. She's been receiving lots of requests, but she hasn't accepted any of them. If you're not near the Fratelli d'Italia circle, you can't even talk to her or ask any questions. You get all the time the same reply that she's in a meeting.
It sounds like that happened to you personally as well.
Yes. I tried to reach out to the spokesperson and I was said that, you know, she was in a meeting. And then I talked to some other journalist friends of mine and I was told, oh, you just discovered this. It happens all the time. We've been doing it. It's impossible to reach her. Even the people that try to contact her directly.
Right. And she has said repeatedly that she likes to be behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly. So that fits into the narrative.
Originally, Arianna Meloni was a militant. She joined the neo-fascist Movimento Sociale Italiano just as her sister during her youth. How has her early political life trajectory shaped the party?
Well, Fratelli d'Italia has direct roots in the neo-fascist movement that emerged out of the ruins of the World War II. So also the symbol points to that direction, to that past, because the party flag includes a tricolor flame that was the symbol of fascism. Meloni herself has kind of refused to remove the flame from the party's logo. She never outright condemned fascism. And I think, you know, since the two sisters were always aligned, the same could be said for Arianna.
Perché mia sorella, forse la potevo mettere in una partecipata statale come è stato fatto per diversi altri parenti, ma non me la sono sentita, l'ho messa a lavorare al partito mio.
I could have put my sister in a state-owned company as many do, but I preferred hiring her for my party, Giorgia Meloni said during an interview. Something that's really important to understand the narrative behind the rise of Giorgia Meloni is that she always defined herself as an underdog, a self-made politician who overcame challenges to get to the position of power she reached. This, of course, in opposition to elitist and globalist politicians, as Fratelli d'Italia likes to call the left party, PD. How does that fit in with the decision to include her sister in her entourage?
For Giorgia Meloni, who's someone that always said that she wants to fight nepotism, this nomination is quite strange because they're sisters. Ever since she came to power, she completely changed the narrative about everything she said. She was against Europe, now she's pro-Europe. She was against nepotism, now her sister has a top job in her party. Her brother-in-law is the Minister of Agriculture. It's rumored that she wants to appoint him as the Commissioner of Agriculture.
Francesco Lollobrigida, the husband of Arianna Meloni.
Yes, exactly. He's the most likely, together with Antonio Tajani, who's the leader of Forza Italia, the party of the late Silvio Berlusconi, is the most likely with him to take a job into the European Commission.
That's interesting because if Antonio Tajani, on one hand, has extensive experience in European institutions, that's not necessarily the case for Lollobrigida.
No, he hasn't. And actually, it's been rumored that in the last year, Giorgia Meloni has forced all her top party members to take English lessons because they're actually not the best at English, but she wants to train them. Lollobrigida, for example, and also her sister, to work at a European level, conversations in English must happen.
This would be an interesting nomination because he's been at the center of public scandal multiple times in the past few months. What was that all about? And what role did Arianna play in addressing that scandal?
So a few months ago, he ended up at the center of a controversy for making a delayed high-speed train stop and an extraordinary stop near Rome because it was late for an event. And everybody attacked him because it was seen like an abuse of power. His wife, Arianna Meloni, she defended it. Everybody was waiting for her to attack him or at least say, okay, that was not a great move. But actually she defended it by saying that she was proud of him and because he found a solution and he went to work, the place he was going to was waiting for a signal from the institutions. So he did right not to leave those people waiting in vain. Actually, he was at the center of many controversies, especially because I think he doesn't really pay attention when he speaks.
What do you mean when you say that it's not used to public speaking?
I mean that it happens really often that when he speaks, he just slips up and says something that he maybe doesn't mean to or something that would heat up the debate in Italy. For example, on the subject of declining birth rate in Italy and the presence of immigrants, he said there was a risk of ethnic replacement.
Non possiamo arrenderci all'idea della sostituzione etnica.
And this like caused so much debate.
Looking onwards, speculation swirls around Arianna Meloni's potential candidacy in upcoming elections. Others support the idea that her sister will run instead. What factors might influence her decision to run for office? And what implications could her candidacy have for Italian politics?
So that was a bit of speculation about her candidacy. But last weekend, she completely denied it. She asked the question herself, has Arianna changed her profile? Does she want to become a leader? And she shouted, no, I'm not going to run. So she completely denied it. She doesn't like the spotlight. She says politics can be done behind the scenes too. As for her sister, Georgia, till a week ago, it was completely certain that she was going to run for the European election, even though she didn't want to take the spot at the European Parliament because she wanted to stay prime minister in Italy. She just wanted to do that to attract voters. But since this week, the leader of the Democratic Party, Elly Schlein, did the same thing.
Yes, precisely. Against all odds, left leader Schlein announced her candidacy to the European elections, stirring quite some tension within the party.
Everybody, both inside and outside her party, attacked her by saying that's an injury to democracy, because why should she run for the European elections if she doesn't want to go to the European Parliament? And so that's why some analysts believe that maybe now Giorgia Meloni might change her plans and maybe she's not going to run for the EU elections.
Right, that's really interesting. Elly Schlein was also criticized for her suggestion to put her name as a part of the slogan of the PD, the Left Italian Party. Many accused her of trying to become the image of the party, which is something that Giorgia Meloni has been doing for quite some time.
Yes, exactly. But historically, the Democratic Party has never done it. All the center-right parties, so Fratelli d'Italia, Lega, Forza Italia, do it. They put the name of the leader in their symbol, in their logo, while the Democratic Party has never done it. And Schlein's proposal, I mean, she didn't propose it directly, but we know that she's behind it. He was a complete change into like the history of the Democratic Party. And that's why so many members of the Democratic Party attacked her, because they said she wanted to personalize the party too much, like the parties that they were fighting were doing. So that is to say, she justified the name in the symbol by saying that it would attract 1% more voters. But in the end, she didn't get the name in the logo. And, you know, the members of the Democratic Party were happier that way.
The last question that I have for you regards the importance of these European elections for Fratelli d'Italia. Fratelli d'Italia has a stark majority still in Italy. What do these elections represent for the party?
Fratelli d'Italia will probably have like a landslide victory, because we've been seeing it in the last regional elections in Italy that they keep winning, even in regions that they don't historically have the most support. So we must take for granted that Fratelli d'Italia will win the European elections and that they will try to send some people into topical EU positions and the European Commission.
Thank you so much, Alessia. I'm Giada Santana, and this was Your Activist Today in the EU podcast. Visit Your Activist to stay on top of the latest news, sign up for our podcast newsletter, and if you haven't subscribed yet, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever it is that you get your podcasts. Leave us a star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite streaming platform. It will really help us spread the word about our work. This episode was produced by Miriam Sanz de Tejada, Nicoletta Ionta, and me. See you tomorrow. As part of our commitment to accuracy, inclusion, and transparency, Your Activist is part of the Trust Project.